The World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo remains a serious public health emergency with ongoing transmission, limited contact tracing, community mistrust, and the absence of approved vaccines of treatment for the Wundibugyo strain, complicating efforts to contain the disease. Speaking to journalists after a visit to the outbreak's epicenter in Ituri province, World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom called for stronger international support to contain an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, warning that major challenges remain despite progress in scaling up the response. Dr. Tedros said the World Health Organization remains cautiously optimistic, just stressed that efforts to control the disease are still playing catch-up. He said the outbreak caused by the Wundibugyo strain of the Ebola virus has so far resulted in 344 confirmed cases and 60 deaths across 24 health zones in the provinces of Ituri, North Kivu and South Kivu. In Uganda, authorities have reported 15 confirmed cases and one death. He said that the World Health Organization is working with health authorities in Uganda and the United Arab Emirates to assess the risk of exposure during travel and to facilitate contact tracing. The World Health Organization boss said risk assessment of the situation remains unchanged. He said the risk is very high at the national level, high at regional level, and low at the global level.